Section 1. Evidence-based background behind the Gorilla Diet and Lifestyle Program. The best diet for human consumption. Chapter 1. Why dieting doesn't work. The meaning of insanity is doing the same things over and over and expecting different results. The quote by Albert Einstein pretty much explains why the diet and weight loss industry are so wealthy. People are looking in the wrong direction when searching for answers to solve their weight and health issues. A dieter's mindset is the same mindset followed by most of the population. Once something is not in order, it's suddenly time to fix it. This mindset is one that focuses on taking care of the symptoms rather than addressing the cause of the problem. Trying different dietary regimes is like sitting on a chair with thumbtacks on its surface. Every time you sit down, you prick yourself and then have to bandage the wounds. Yet the following day, you go back to sitting on the same chair again, ignoring the problem from the previous day until we once again experience pain and discomfort. This is what happens when we diet. We are focusing on the outcome instead of looking to change the causes behind the results that we have before us. Most people are not presented with very many options, so they go with any new fad dietary regime that they come across in hope that this will be the one that will get them from where they currently are to where they desire to be. I know, because that's what I personally did for years. But every time we start a new extreme diet which deprives our body of nutrients, we become stressed, which in itself has a negative effect on our health and prevents us from reaching our goal. Research shows that more than 34.9% or 78.6 million adults and 17% of the youth in the United States are obese. Furthermore, obesity-related conditions including heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, and certain types of cancer are all on the list of leading causes of death. Research proves that these are mostly preventable deaths. The estimated annual medical cost of obesity in the United States was $190 billion in 2012. The medical costs for people who are obese were $1,429 higher than those of normal weight. In America, if the obesity rates continue to rise on their current path, the number of new cases of type 2 diabetes, coronary heart disease, and stroke, hypertension, and arthritis could increase by 10 times that number by 2020 and double again by 2030. Obesity has risen by 34% since 1960, and morbid obesity, BMI of above 40, has risen a sixfold to 6%. According to the Boston Medical Center, approximately 45 million Americans diet each year and spend $33 billion on weight loss products in their pursuit of a trimmer, fitter, and healthier body. But the products and diet information available mostly contradict one another. Some diets say that you should consume only fats to actually lose weight, while others say that fats are bad for you and you should go only on a low-fat diet instead. Some diets look into food combining without any consideration as to what is being consumed, while others are so restrictive that they are completely boring and impossible to follow in the long term. Some diets say not to eat at night, while others say that only the total amount of calories consumed in a 24-hour period is what is important. This is very confusing to any person wanting to lose some weight and get fit and become healthy. Some people nowadays are even looking towards fad pills, powders, medications, or even surgery to help them solve their weight and health problems. However, these options are still only caring for the result, which is the ill health and the weight problem, and ignoring the cause behind the result. It is actually quite crazy that most of us forget to consider for a moment the reason behind our obesity or health state and spend hours and hard-earned dollars searching to find quick and easier solutions to our problems. However, it is only by looking and examining the core reason for the problem that we can find a way to fix it. The reasons why we have detoured off the path to wellness, longevity, and optimal health are due to two factors. One, we have, through our choices, created an unhealthy environment for ourselves to live and grow in. And two, We have allowed our core belief system about nutrition and health to be strongly influenced by the media, which has its interest in monetary gain rather than on our health. Only by going back to our natural state and following the natural laws of nature will we be able to take back what is lawfully ours and to start living the healthy life we deserve. As I mentioned, I, personally, have been on every fad diet that I can think of, from diets based on blood type, food combining, raw food diets, Atkins, and so on. But at the end of the day, I never understood why certain foods led to weight loss while others made me fat. In fact, by following the strict regimes specified in each of those diets, my obsession about food only worsened. I was round-the-clock busy trying to manage my diet and weight. All of my spare time was wasted by conforming to my eating disorder and food addiction, so that I had really no spare time to enjoy life. Every waking hour was surrounded by thoughts of food. It was definitely a difficult and unproductive time in my life. The only industrious thing I was doing at the time was improving the food retailers' bank accounts. Only after becoming sick with cancer twice in 2 years did the idea enter my mind that perhaps my dietary choices were leading my health on a downward spiral. I never really found a sound, concrete source of evidence based on a spectrum of sciences that shows the big picture as to which foods support human health and which do exactly the opposite. This is when I decided to use my excellent research abilities to learn what is it that humans should be eating to support our health and natural weight loss from a broad perspective. I learned that the most important factor for health and weight loss was the choice of fuel we use to supply energy to our body. My research began by looking at the apes, gorillas in particular, due to our genetic and physiological similarities in order to gain clues for the ideal diet. In the next chapter, I shall cover what I discovered in my research of these fascinating primates.